This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and today's episode is a classic from our previous host, Christian Sager. This is one that Christian was personally curious about, but that many of us have wondered. Why is it that we get bags under our eyes? And if we want to prevent it, how can we do that without expensive creams, cosmetics, or elective surgeries?
Hello there, I'm Christian Sager, and this is Brainstuff. When I was growing up, I had a science teacher named Mr. Thayer. He had these really deep-set eyes with dark circles around them and loose, baggy skin underneath. At the time, I thought his eyes were really cool. Like, they made him look wise and knowledgeable. And now, I'm probably the same age Mr. Thayer was then, and I've got bags under my eyes. But they don't seem as cool now, they just make me look tired all the time. But here's the thing, sooner or later, all of us are going to have them. We all get bags under our eyes, so what causes them anyways, and how should we treat them? Well, there are lots of possible causes for what's scientifically known as paraorbital hyperchromia. But the most obvious one is aging. See, we may not like to talk about this in certain circles, but we all have fat above, below, and behind our eyes for cushioning. This is in case something slams into your eye, like, say, a fist. The fat will take most of the blow and save your skull from some damage. But as we get older, the septum orbital ligaments in our skin decompose, and all that gooey fat pushes down and out, and the skin loosens into swollen, puffy bags. And this thin, weak skin exposes the tiny blood vessels underneath, making our fat eye bags look darker. Also, as we lose volume around our eyes, our orbital bones are exposed, creating a kind of depressed gutter, revealing our eye sockets. If you've already got forward-set eyes and receding cheekbones, those gutters are going to look even deeper. And there are reasons other than aging that contribute to these lovely, dark, fat bags under our eyes. Genetics don't help. If your mother or father have eye bags, you probably will too. Also, any kind of fluid buildup around the eyes is going to make the bags worse, because fat cells are mainly made of water. Sinus infections from allergies, for instance, which I often get, stretch the skin under your eyes even more. Also, crying right before bed, which I often do, has the same effect. When you get bags under your eyes from fluid retention like this, they're most noticeable in the morning. Other causes of water retention under your eyes can include salty food and premenstrual hormonal changes. And let's face it, if you're up late burning the candle at both ends, that doesn't help either. Neither does a lack of exercise. But if you're really looking for something else to blame, those dark circles are sometimes caused by an excess of melanin pigmentation deposits in the skin. So I know you're all out there wondering, but Christian, what's your secret? How do you treat your eye bags? Well, of course, you can always cover them up with makeup, or you can turn to your friendly neighborhood doctor for needles and scalpels. For instance, dermatologists often inject wrinkle fillers with awesome names like Juvederm and Restylane under people's eye muscles to reduce their baggage. Mix that with some Botox and you'll look years younger. It's only a couple $1,000s every 8 months. Or you can spend big and go under the knife for surgery. The official name is blepharoplasty, and how it works is the doctor makes a few incisions in your eyelid, melts the fat inside of there, and either removes it or repositions it. Sometimes they even add more with fat grafts. Then they tuck in the remaining loose skin and use lasers to firm it up. Sounds cool, right? And if pigment is your problem, they can blast it with intense pulse lights to destroy your cells and smooth out your skin. Okay, so maybe you're thinking now, Christian, I don't want someone to stab me in the eyes, or Christian, I'm cool with the stabbing and the burning, but that surgery sounds awfully expensive. Well, here's a couple home remedies I can share with you. If the bags under your eyes are from fluid retention rather than aging, you can cool something like a cucumber slice or tea bags and place them on your eyes. The cold will restrict your blood vessels and reduce the swelling. Some people apply a cream made of fish cartilage compounds to keep the vessels from expanding in the first place. You can also try sleeping with an extra pillow to elevate your head, so the fluid just drains out of your face while you're sleeping. Or change the position you're sleeping in. Like if you have one of those weird one droopy eyelids, that's probably because you sleep on your side and gravity is taking effect. People put all kinds of stuff on their eyelids to reduce swelling, everything from vitamins to hemorrhoid cream. And some recommend that you quit cigarettes and put sunscreen around your eyes because both smoking and sunlight can weaken the collagen in your face and cause premature fat bag sagging. So here's the deal. We may not like the bags under our eyes, but they're usually harmless. But if you've got swollen, red, itching, painful eyes, you should probably go see a doctor.
Today's episode was written by Christian and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.